phishing texts that appear to be from the Department of Revenue, Department of Motor Vehicles, or Department of Transportation. The text will say you have an outstanding traffic violation and will make the issue seem urgent by using phrases like final notice or listing a date that enforcement will start. They'll threaten serious penalties like suspension of your registration and extra fees if the ticket is not paid quickly via a link in the message. If you receive a message like this, don't click on the link or pay. MoDOT and Missouri Department of Transportation have all warned that they will never solicit customers to pay a traffic violation fee via text message. So how do you know if a text about a traffic ticket is a scam? Start by checking with the actual agency. Remember that government agencies won't contact you by text message to pay for a traffic violation. Don't click the link or call the number in the text. Instead, go to your web browser, find the official website for the agency the message appears to be from, and contact them directly. And keep track of your tickets. It's an immediate red flag if you know you have no tickets but receive a text message anyway. In Missouri, you can do an online search to check if you have any current tickets. Also, know the warning signs of a fake text. Unsolicited texts with a suspicious link or grammar and spelling errors could be cause for concern. A personalized message or legit-looking link doesn't mean the text is safe. Scammers are good at finding personal information and spoofing websites. So be cautious to avoid phishing texts. Don't give out personal information. Requests to provide information like your birthday or social security number should be red flags. And don't click on links or download files that are unexpectedly texted to you. It may be hard to tell if a link sent in a text message is safe. Scammers often use fake URLs that look like a legitimate website. Also, block the number and delete the message. Refusing to engage and blocking the phone number can help prevent scammers from contacting you again. And finally, report the text. You can help protect others by reporting scam texts to BBB Scam Tracker and the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3. For more information on phishing scams, visit bbb.org/scam